Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes. Hi, Kendra. My name is Kelva, and I'm calling you from Capital One Fraud and Disputes Department. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. And Kendra, just be advised this call may be monitored for quality and training purposes and is on a recorded line. Kendra, I have a cardholder and I guess one of your customers on the line. I don't think she realized that she was maybe signing up for. I guess she was trying to make a purchase, but not aware that maybe this was a trial. So it looks like she was charged the $7.95 shipping and handling back on January 31st. And now today on February 4th, she's being billed, I guess, the full cost of the item of a subscription. Can you help us find this account and possibly cancel it for her?
Could you provide me with a zip code so I can pull up an account?
Sure. Her zip code is 40503.
And the first and last name?
Susan Meffert, and I'm going to bring her on the line, okay? Ms. Meffert?
Yes.
Thank you so much for holding. I do apologize for the extended wait, but I am speaking with Kendra. She is the service representative that's going to assist us with this recent charge from this new product merchant for the
Right.
$7.95 and that $54 charge. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Kendra, so I do have her on the line. So what else do you need so that we can maybe resolve this for her?
Could you verify the address on the account?
Ms. Medford, if you can provide your address. Okay.
Right. 2012 Black Horse Lane, Lexington, Kentucky, 40503.
Okay, so I see that you paid the $7.95 for the Pulse Oximeter, and that was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and you were billed the $54.97 for the membership fee.
Okay,
Actually, to
so the $7.95 you said was a welcome kit or gift?
She paid the shipping and handling. The item, the Pulse Oximeter, was a welcoming gift.
Okay, so the $7.95 was a welcoming gift. Now, the $54.97, what is that?
Just for a membership fee.
Right, that's what I said. Remember, Ms. Medford, I said they're charging you for a product or some type of a membership fee. And this membership, what does that afford her?
Well,
What, does she get a magazine or something monthly?
that gets her a $125 gift card to the Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
Oh, okay. All right. And what was this gift that was sent to her for the $7.95? What was that?
It was the Pulse Oximeter.
A pulse oximeter?
Oximeter.
Oximeter. Do you remember receiving that, Ms.
Okay,
Meckler?
yes, I got that. That was a promotion. I don't know if it was Home Depot. I got it through my email,
Okay,
and
with the
it was
survey.
100. Yeah,
Yeah,
I did the
yeah.
survey, and I got that for $7.95. That was the end of it.
Okay.
I couldn't. I mean, they promoted as a hundred or $125 gift that pays for the rest of the oximeter. And that's what I did. Yes, the
Okay. And
$7.95,
remember,
right.
before I called, I said this looks like a trial. You
Right.
initially paid for the shipping and handling, and because it wasn't canceled, they're now charging you either for item or membership, and that's exactly what happened. So this
Well,
was what, 4 or 5 day trial, Kendra?
was within 48 hours she was billed for the membership fee.
Okay. Did you want to keep this account, Ms. Medford, or cancel it?
No,
Okay.
ma'am, I did not even know.
Okay. Okay.
I thought it was from Home Depot or whatever they put on there. I get a lot of these, and I've
Right.
ordered before, and I never was signed up for anything else.
Okay. So can we go ahead and cancel this and possibly see if she could get a refund for this 5497. Does she need to return this oximeter?
No, she doesn't have to return it, but I can offer a 50% okay. refund on that charge.
So she's going to go ahead and cancel this membership for you, Ms. Mepford. I will notate the account of this call today. Can I get a cancellation reference number, Kendra?
Okay, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 258.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. You're going in and out. Okay, what was it?
C as in Charlie, 258-894. 494.
Okay, so that C is in Charlie, 258-894-494.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. We're having really bad connection. Okay, and now, are you going to refund both the $7.95 and the $54.97, or?
Well, the $7.95 was the shipping and handling.
Okay, okay. So you are going to refund the $54.97?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How soon would she see this?
It can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And are you also sending her an email confirming the acknowledgement of this cancellation?
Well, if she doesn't receive the email, she does have the cancellation number.
Okay, but can she get an email cancellation? Email?
Well, they're usually generated out, so if she doesn't receive
okay.
one, she has that cancellation number.
Okay, all right. Ms. Mepford, do you have any other questions for Kendra?
Yeah, I'm just curious. As I bought the oximeter thinking that, you know, Home Depot or whatever was put on the email that I was getting through, and this was just a deal, what kind of membership into what kind of online store do you have? What products do you sell?
Well, it's for many different gadgets. So that gift card, you use that.
Gadgets. Okay. Well, I appreciate your canceling this.
All right. Kendra, thank you so much, and you have a great weekend. Okay?
You too, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right.